call me. Time of day. Me. Any brains away. Time of day. Brains away.
Whenever you want to.
Whenever.
Never.
I won't hold
brains
back.
Brains away.
Brains away.
No matter.
Count me.
Hour, call me.
Praise you. That's what I'm gonna do.
From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun.
Going down, down, down.
I won't hesitate.
No, I won't. No, I won't.
To give your name the praise.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Make me wanna clap my hands.
Make me wanna clap my hands.
Make me wanna do my dance.
Make me wanna do my dance.
I'm gonna praise your name.
Gonna praise you.
Every time I get a chance. From the rising of the sun.
Maybe won't clap my hands.
Make me wanna do my dance.
Gotta get my shot on.
I'm gonna praise your name.
I'm gonna praise you.
Every time I get a chance.
Ooh, 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 yeah. When, whenever you.
Whenever you want it, I will.
If you're looking for worshipers, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord.
No matter, Lord, call me.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
In month 8 of the I Commit to Pray campaign, the Voice of the Martyrs is praying persecuted Christians are able to rejoice in their suffering. Acts chapter 5 describes how the jealous Sadducees had the apostles arrested because they had been healing the sick and drawing great crowds. The apostles were flogged and ordered not to speak of Jesus in public. Upon their release, they celebrated. Not because of their freedom, they rejoiced, verse 41 says, because God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace for his name. For more on the I Commit to Pray campaign, go online to persecution.com.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Cuss out. He said, because when I was sick, you visited me. When I was hungry, you gave me food. Praise God. When I was naked, you clothed me. I'm talking about how we are to minister to other folk. And they're going to look at him and say, now, when did we do those things? He said, when you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then he looked at those that were on the left hand. Praise God, those goats. Praise God. He said, when I was naked, your clothes me not. Praise God. If you want a scriptural reference, all you got to do is go to Matthew 25, verse 43. He said, when I was a stranger, you took me not in. Praise God. When I was in prison and when I was sick, you visited me not. And he said, now depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Praise God. And if that's not enough, praise God, to sell my case, amen. Luke chapter 14, verse 27 is when he was telling his disciples, praise God, to count the cost. Amen. Let me see all the disciples of Jesus Christ here today. Amen. If you're a believer, it's my responsibility, and it's these other folk responsibility who are in leadership position to move you from church membership, praise God, to discipleship. That's a sermon in itself, and I won't get into that. Because, amen, disciples will do things that members won't do. Oh boy, hallelujah. Disciples will do some things that members won't do. See, a disciple will forgive. Members sometimes don't. Oh, Lord of hallelujah. Disciples will serve when they're supposed to. Members won't. Disciples choir will come to choir rehearsal. Praise God, when they're supposed to. Church members won't. Praise God. So what am I saying? Our job is to move you from where you are a church member to where you are a disciple. Praise God. But he said, when he was trying to tell them to count the cost, Luke chapter 14, verse 26, he says, and whosoever does not bear his cross. Praise God. You know what your cross is? Praise God, the work that you're doing for Christ. He didn't mean for you to put a cross on your shoulder and walk up nobody's hill. He's already done that. Praise God. He said that he will bear his own cross. Praise God, and come after me. Praise God. He cannot be, unless you do that, you can't be my disciple. Praise God. So Timothy did not do his own thing, nor did he seek his own. He willingly cared for others, knowing that caring for others, praise God, that he was following the model that Jesus Christ had established. Praise God. I don't have but two more, and I'm gonna get out of here. Praise God. Number three, Timothy was willing to be a son. I'm talking about a disciple tried and proven. Turn to your neighbor, whether or not she male or female. Praise God. Say, are you willing?
Are you willing?
Are you willing to be a son? Praise God. You see, Timothy did not mind being a son. You see, there was a close bond between Paul and Timothy. Timothy was a son to Paul, and Paul was a father to Timothy. Paul could never have said this if Timothy thought or acted in any other way. I said earlier, and I'm a military guy, so I have to use military terms, that Paul enlisted Timothy as one of his disciples and missionary partners while on his second missionary journey. Listen at what Luke writes at Acts chapter 16, verse 1 to 3. He said, then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain woman, y'all know what her name was, which was a Jewish and believed, but his father was a Jew, which was well reported by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconia. him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, praise God, for they knew all that his father was a Jew. The only thing I'm trying to say is that Paul saw the spiritual maturity in Timothy, because they tell me that when Paul went on his first missionary journey, praise God, when he first went to Lystra, Timothy was somewhere around 10 to 12 years old. But praise God, as Timothy continued to mature, praise God, until he got around the age of 18, we find that Paul now drafts him into his second missionary journey while he was in Lystra. Yeah. You see, his spiritual maturity at this point was strong enough, praise God, for Paul to challenge him to join his missionary corps. Yeah. Timothy became a son to Paul. Yeah. He was esteemed so highly and loved so dearly by Paul that Paul said he was the one whose mind, praise God, was set as one with his own mind. Yes. Timothy was seen either ministering or on his way to minister, yes, praise God, to certain churches. He was with Paul during his first imprisonment, and he traveled again with Paul after Paul was released. Yes. And since Timothy was tried and proven, Paul left Timothy in Ephesus, in other words, to correct some errors that had arisen. So Timothy was willing to be a son. I'm talking about a disciple that was tried and proven. But finally, and as I get ready to close, praise God, we find that Paul called Timothy his son in the faith. Yeah. Amen. Nudge the person next to you. Praise God. Ask him another question. Yeah. Do you mind being a son in the faith? Amen. Praise God. See, if you don't mind being a son in the faith, yeah, that means that you are going to follow somebody, yeah, as close as you can. And we find that this is what young Timothy did. Because if you go, praise God, to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, you go back home and you read that whole fourth chapter, you'll find that Paul was trying to teach all of his disciples a lesson. Praise God, because some was trying to follow Apollo, some was trying to follow this, some wanted to be, if you go back and read it, it appears that they wanted to be somebody that was high and falutin. But Paul had to remind those disciples, praise God, we are tried, praise God, we are tested, we have been beaten, praise God, there's nothing pretty about what we are doing. So what he did, he said, let me send young Timothy back to those disciples just to show them, praise God, what type of life it is that I've had to live. And if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, he says, for this cause have I sent unto you Timothy, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. You see, Timothy was with Paul in many places. I'm about to wrap it up now, y'all. Praise God. You see, he was with Paul in Philippi. He was with Paul in Thessalonica and Berea. He was with Paul in Corinth. He was with Paul in Ephesus. He was with Paul when Paul was in a Roman jail. But not only this, praise God, Timothy was involved in one way.